Welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Thank you all for being here. Thanks for dropping by on this wonderful Wednesday.
Feels good to be back.
Yes, it freaking does.
We're both going to talk at the same time.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that we were overwhelmed. That's what you're going to say.
That's what I was going to say.
You go. Go, you go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
Same time. No, go ahead.
Go.
No, you go. I just was going to say we were expecting you guys to shower us with some love, but we were not expecting what it ended up being.
True? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're going to word it?
No, you worded it perfectly. I knew you were going to word it better than me, so that's why I wanted you to do it. And it feels so nice to have such a large community as excited as we are. We had a lot of questions.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, with all the love that came in, came a whole bunch of questions. So should we just start?
Mm-hmm.
Just dive in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question number one. How are you doing physically, mentally, and emotionally?
I'm doing so much better physically. So I'm just going to answer as of how I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually feel like my old self again, unless I think about like a burger or something.
Right.
But besides like food aversions, is that how you say it?
Sure. Sounds right to me.
Oh. Besides that, I really feel like my old self. Like I'll wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm pregnant, which is amazing because just a couple weeks ago, that was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel really great when it comes to my body.
The second trimester has been good to you so far.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to get my appetite back. So, I mean, I can eat certain things, but not like before.
You don't want like full meals or anything like that.
Yeah, I've just been like snacking. I haven't been craving full meals except yesterday. The only full meal I feel like there's two full meals that I've had.
Mm.
What a salmon dish mm-hmm. that we have, which is a great salmon dish at Granville, and the other one is pizza.
Yep.
So those are okay.
Can we tell what happened today? It was sort of a funny story in the car with the burger talk.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you were scrolling through Instagram or something, and you saw a picture of a burger you used to really like.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what? I haven't wanted a burger at all, but maybe I could try it. Take a couple bites. If I don't like it, you'll finish it. And then we were like, great. All right, that's what we're going to do. And you just sort of sat in that for like 10 seconds. And then I could see on your face that you were about to barf.
Yeah, I gagged.
You gagged. And it was like our baby had received your thought of like, burgers tonight, buddy? And our baby was like, no, mom, do not send a burger down here. I will send it back up.
Yeah, so that's exactly what happened. So yeah, no burgers, which is good because it's healthy.
I mean,
it's healthier.
But yeah, physically, I feel like you're like not as tired as you were the first trimester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot more energy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been great. And so physically, mentally is the other one.
Yeah.
Other part of the question. Mentally, I feel great. I really, you know, that's one thing that I'm so thankful for, that if I have to say one of my strongest suits as a person would be my mental health.
Yeah.
So mentally, I feel great. I'm optimistic. I'm not scared. I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any fears, to be honest. I'm just really excited. It feels like I'm supposed to be a mom and this is what we're supposed to be doing. And yeah, I feel great mentally. I've been sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
I haven't even been waking up to pee, which is kind of a red flag. That means I haven't been drinking as much water as I'm supposed to. So I started drinking more water today, but yeah, I've been sleeping like a rock every night,
mm-hmm.
which is good because in the beginning, the first trimester, I would wake up.
Yeah.
So, and then what's the third?
Emotionally.
Emotionally. Well, that goes hand in hand with mentally. I've been feeling great. I haven't really been feeling like sad or worried or anything. It's just like,
no, haven't been like moody or anything like that.
Yeah. I've just been really happy and in like a great mood.
You've just been yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been myself, but Joey and I were just saying that I feel like I've been even in a better mood than when my period comes. Right. Because right before my period, I'll get emotional about like something random I'll see or read or something. And I'll get hangry. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had any of those symptoms during pregnancy. So I feel like actually has been pretty good.
Yeah, and that's all for how you're doing now. All those answers might have been different a month ago.
Definitely. So, yeah.
What's one thing no one told you about pregnancy that you were surprised by?
I think the food, the not having an appetite. Uh-huh. I wasn't really expecting that.
People usually said like you eat for two, so you were expecting to like be eating a lot maybe?
Yeah, everybody that I've talked to, all my friends that have been pregnant, except one of my friends had a really rough pregnancy where she's just throwing up like really bad every day. But besides that, everybody else that I've talked to or that I know that's pregnant has just had a normal, great appetite. Mm. So that is the one thing that I wasn't prepared for. I wasn't expecting.
How long did it take you to conceive?
So like we said in the last episode, Joey and I planned to have a baby and right after we moved. Mm-hmm. And the first month that we actually tried and did our research to conceive, we did it. So it was very quick. We were not expecting to get pregnant within the first month. This is the most common question that we have been asked since I released the news. Just people asking like, what did you do? How long did it take you to conceive?
Yeah.
What birth control were you taking before? How many times were you doing it in a day? Like literally that's the most asked question. So because of that, Joey and I are going to have a episode next week where we will be talking about everything we did to prep.
Oh boy.
And I'm going to talk about like birth control and we're just going to go into detail because if it can help anybody else, then that would be great.
And my parents are not invited to listen to that one. Are you worried once you have your baby, you won't have time to do your illustrations as much?
No, I'm not worried just because I think that in life there's always... there's a season for everything. And I know that I'll still be creating art because it's such a part of me and a part of my happiness.
Definitely.
But I know that there will be maybe a couple months where I'm getting settled, where I might not be as active with my artwork. And I think that's fine. But
because whatever's happening in that time will become the artwork
exactly.
In a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And that happened to me in the beginning of this pregnancy.
That's exactly it.
I wasn't creating artwork as much in the first month because I was feeling so bad, but I knew that it would pass. And now I've been creating artwork about that first month. So I'm not worried.
How did you know you were ready?
It's just a feeling.
Yeah.
There's a couple things. I would say there's a feeling, but there's definitely a lot of other things that I felt like I wanted to have set before we were going to have a baby. So like I said before, I wanted to live in a home. I didn't want to live in an apartment. I wanted to be more financially stable because I know that expenses happen with children. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wanted to be further along in my career. So that's why I always felt like 30s or like 30 or 31 would be a good age to start having children. Because I wanted to get a lot of things out of the way and really enjoy my 20s. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Next question is, when's the due date? The due date is May 17th.
Yes.
What was that?
I was thinking of something else.
Oh, did you? Sorry, did I cut you off?
No, you didn't. I was going to ask you what your answer to that was, but then I realized that your answer would probably be the same exact thing.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Due date's May 17th, which is a great day.
Yeah, we got married on the 17th.
Yep.
Seven.
May is a great month.
May is Joey's birthday.
Seven's our lucky number together. So
when we got the due date, we're like, of course.
Of course.
This is the seventh house that we saw.
Yep.
There's so many seven.
Yeah. Is this the first grandchild for both your sets of parents? Yes. We're both the oldest in our families, and we're the first ones to get married in our families, and mm-hmm. this is the first grandchild.
And they're very excited.
You know what's going to be really fun to see? What nickname they come up with for our parents.
Oh, yeah, because that sometimes turns into their lifelong nickname.
You had that, and I had that. Yeah. I nicknamed my grandma Shushu when I was a little mm-hmm. kid, and you obviously named Bita Bita.
Yeah,
but everyone,
and my aunt and my uncle.
Oh, that's right.
And everybody calls them those
so
names.
So we both were nickname givers, so yeah. We'll see what happens here.
I can't wait.
How
it's
fun
so,
is that going to be?
So fun.
Are you going to fence off your pool?
We haven't really fully talked about that, so we could talk about it right now. Yeah. I don't think so.
It's too early, right? We wouldn't need to worry about that yet.
Right, but I thought about this already. Number one, if you don't know, I just want to get this out there, that the number one cause of deaths for babies and children are deaths by swimming pool.
Horrific.
So that's really horrible. So because of that, and because we have a pool, I know that you feel the same, want to have an instructor and have our baby learn how to swim as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I was looking at our sliding doors and I realized they're pretty high. By the time that the child is able to even open those sliding doors, the child is going to be able to swim.
Yeah.
Like for sure. We're going to have the baby swim early. I grew up in a house with a swimming pool. We never fenced it off. And my mom had private instructors come to the pool and teach us how to swim when we were babies. So I'm thinking we'll do the same for the first.
Great.
But I did think that for the second, then there's that risk of the older child leaving the door open.
Right.
Which is not a risk that happens with you and I. But with another child, they may leave it open before we get to even train the baby how to swim. So maybe in the future, but I think with the first one, we'll just have a trainer.
Were you a good swimmer when you were young? Like, did you train well?
Yeah, I think I was a good swimmer. I remember it was a little traumatizing though, having that instructor. I still remember that all the water would go up in my nose.
Because they would just throw you in, right?
Yeah, and they would just like push you under. And
I'm going to have a hard time watching that.
I know. Maybe you won't watch. Maybe I'll
take some swimming lessons too at the same time. What color are you going to paint the room?
We do not know yet. But you know, I was thinking it would be really cool to do a hand-painted mural. Mm-hmm. Or have a custom wallpaper created, because the print shop that I work with can create wallpaper.
I like that idea.
So I think a custom wallpaper,
that's cool.
Which of course I'll make available to everybody, to the public.
How fun
are
is
my
that?
Expectations way too high? And then the time comes and I'm like very pregnant.
Well, it's a good goal to have.
We'll see.
Do we want to answer this? Do you have any names yet for boy or girl?
We have a couple names for girls, but boys is definitely harder for us.
Yeah, we have
to figure
one.
Out. Yeah, we have one. We're still sitting on it. We don't want to say anything publicly because we're not really too sure. Right. So,
did you do anything different to get pregnant quickly, or did you just monitor ovulation?
Yes, we definitely did a lot of things different to get pregnant quickly. And we will talk about that in the next in the next episode. Maybe, I mean, there's one thing that's really funny. And I always think like, should I do this illustration or is it like too much? Because I don't do any sex like inspired illustrations ever. I just don't go there. I just don't feel like it. But there's a funny one for trying to conceive. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, we'll talk about that in the next episode.
What prenatal vitamins did you take?
All right. So I started taking, I've been taking it for the past 7 months. Just finished the bottle last night, coincidentally. I've been taking Alani Nu.
Spell it.
Alaninu. So I've been taking that. Those are great. But when I spoke to my doctor, every doctor's different. My doctor personally, he always encourages eating organic foods. And if I'm going to eat anything, just make sure it's organic. He's a big believer in it. So I realized that my prenatals were not organic. So I did some research and I found a new prenatal vitamin. It was actually recommended by somebody that I follow on social media. She's the creator of the brand. What's that cookie dough brand?
Oh, Lauren's.
Sweet Lauren's. Sweet Lauren's. So she created Sweet Lauren's. She had cancer in the past. So she, because of that experience, everything she's been eating is really clean, and that inspired her brand. Anyways, I follow her. I love her cookies. And she became pregnant recently, and I saw that she was taking these prenatal vitamins. It's a long story, but anyways. So I sent these prenatal vitamins and the other ones to my best friend, who is a registered dietitian. She's currently a professor at a university in South Florida, and she also works at the hospital. And she graduated from Ivy League school. Like, this is her entire life. So she studied both of them. She looked up like the pros and cons, and she told me that the organic ones were better. Oh, let me give you the name. It's Actif, A-C-T-I-F, prenatal vitamin. Make sure you get the one that says prenatal vitamin. There's another one that says prenatal something. I think prenatal DHA or something else. That's not the prenatal vitamin. You want to get the one that says it. So anyways, it's the brand is A-C-T-I-F, Actif Organics. Prenatal vitamin. And the only thing she did tell me is if you're going to take these prenatal vitamins, make sure you eat one Brazil nut a day with them, so you get the full vitamins and minerals that you need.
How did you prevent pregnancy for so long? It's so funny. It's just funny because you go through, you know, all your teenage years and your 20s, just trying everything you can to not get pregnant. And then once it's time to get pregnant, it's so hard for people to get pregnant. So
right.
It's just ridiculous.
I know. We talk about that all the time. I mean, Joey and I were honestly mentally prepared that it was going to take us several months.
Yeah.
So, but the answer to that is just protection.
Yeah.
So just wearing protection, and that's, yeah.
What were some of the symptoms you had before you took the test, the pregnancy test?
So before I took the pregnancy test, I didn't really have my breasts were a teeny bit tender, but barely nothing. It really just sometimes happens right before my period comes. So that's why I didn't know that I was pregnant. I didn't really have any like crazy symptoms or anything like that.
Just two dreams.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you considering having a home birth?
No, you know what? Before I got pregnant, I thought that would be really cool to have a home birth. But then after thinking about it, it kind of made me a little bit worried. Just, I don't know, if something comes up, you just want to have a team of doctors. And I know they have birthing centers. I'm still not like 100% sure, to be honest. I feel like you don't feel very comfortable when it comes to that too, right?
I would probably prefer to be in a hospital.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's like your decision.
Right.
But if you're asking for my opinion, I would probably want to be around doctors.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I take more of the cautious approach.
Yeah. But
just in case anything happened, you know.
Mm-hmm. They do have birthing centers, and they do have hospitals where they'll do something like a birthing center. And then if anything, you just go up to. So I don't know.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, we haven't fully dove into that, and we still have time. So, yeah.
Okay. What makes you most excited about being pregnant?
Oh, so many things. So many things.
How do you pick?
I know. It's endless. I'm most excited about being pregnant. I guess just that I'm going to take it in a literal way, like just the actual pregnancy. I am most excited to feel the baby inside of me. So I don't really feel connected to the baby at the moment because I don't feel like I'm pregnant. Like I don't feel anything different in my body. My stomach just looks like I had a burrito. Like I don't feel the baby, but I can't wait to feel the baby inside of me kicking mm-hmm. and moving. And I just, I'm looking forward to that the most.
Oh my, that's going to be so fun.
I know.
They turn over and we see an elbow.
I know. I can't wait.
You can high five them. Did you start decorating the baby's room?
No.
No.
We did not.
It's got to be a guest room first for just a little bit.
Yeah, we have family coming over. It's a guest room. There's really not a big rush right now, but I'm excited to do it in the future.
How much did you and Joey weigh as babies?
We didn't ask.
We didn't ask, but I do know that I was a chubby baby.
Well, no, we need to know.
I had a big head.
I know, but we need to know the actual weight. Let me ask.
My Uncle Peter told me that when he saw me as a baby, he could not believe the size of my head. And he thought there was a problem. But nope, just...
All right, ask your mom.
Okay. You ask?
Yeah.
How much did I weigh as a baby?
We'll get back to you. We'll get back to that answer in a sec.
Okay, in the meantime, how many children do you wish to have? Okay, the answer is 2,
mm-hmm.
but I will just say when we first met, we both wanted 4. We both come from 4.
Yeah.
But that answer has changed through the years. 2 is a great number.
4 feels like a lot.
Are people having 4 kids anymore?
I mean, Julia's up pregnant with her 3rd.
That's not 4 though. two is a solid number.
Yeah, 2 feels good.
The only way we'll have 4, is if we have 3. We got to have a 4th.
Yeah, just because one will always... We have this theory that if you have 3 children, one's always left out. So, which I think is true.
All right, Mama Joey said I weighed 7 pounds, mm-hmm. 15 ounces, and I was 1 week late.
Oh. I weighed... How much? You were 7 pounds?
7.15.
I was 8 pounds.
What?
And 13 ounces.
You were bigger than me.
By a pound.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't even look like a big baby at all.
Oh.
So you could not have been that big.
It was just my head. Apparently, I had a ginormous head.
So I was a big baby. You were average. I was a little bit.
How do you know that's average? You just know?
Yeah. Look, average. I'm going to put average baby. Weight at birth. Yeah. So the average birth weight for babies is around 7.5 pounds. You were literally average.
Oh.
I was above average.
All right.
So we'll see. Hopefully it comes out like you.
Are you wanting more sweet or salty stuff?
I would say salty. But I still sometimes will have something a little bit sweet.
Isn't that interesting? You usually, like pre-pregnancy, you're a sweet over salty fan.
True.
Mm-hmm. You flipped.
I did.
Welcome over to the salty side. How bad is the morning sickness?
You know what? It's really, for me personally, it was pretty bad. It wasn't morning. It was an all-day sickness.
Yeah.
I felt like throwing up randomly. I was nauseous. I was tired. I had low energy. But then again, I was like, if I threw up, I would throw up maybe like twice. I think the worst was 3 times in one day, but usually.
Oh, that one night was more. There.
Yeah, that was the worst. Oh, that was terrible. Yeah. I have some stories. Yeah. but then again, I hear stories of women like throwing up like 10, 15 times a day, not even being able to hold down water. So I feel like mine's not that bad.
Yeah.
So it really just depends. And then I'll hear stories of women that didn't throw up at all. Like my best friend, not one time through her whole pregnancy. And then it seems like mine's really bad. So it ranges. I think mine was just not that bad in a grand scheme of things.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now that you're sort of past that stage, you're into the second trimester, when you think back at those times, does it seem as bad as it was in the moment now?
No, it doesn't. Interesting. That's why I feel like women then have another baby and they kind of forget. They say like, you just forget.
Right. And you already feel like that's starting.
Yeah.
Amazing. we did that one. Did you get genetic testing with your doctor or like 23andMe?
Okay. So I got a lot of questions about this. I shared that one of the things that I did to prep was get genetic testing. A lot of you guys didn't know what that was or thought it had to do with like 23andMe trying to find out what your ancestry is. That's right. Completely different.
Yeah.
So genetic testing is something I did through my OBGYN, and you can get it done through your OBGYN. And what it does is it's a blood test, and it tests to see if you have any
mutations,
mutated genes.
Yeah, sorry.
So let's say you're a carrier for a couple genes. If your partner that you're going to have a baby with has the same exact mutated gene, that gives your baby a 25% chance to have whatever it is. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say I get the test done and I have a mutated gene for deafness. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the proper word is. I know it's a scientific word, but like for a human to be deaf at birth. Let's say I have the gene. If Joey gets tested and he does not have the gene, then our baby will not have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if Joey gets tested and he has the same exact mutated gene, then it gives 25% for our baby to be born deaf. The reason that it's good to do genetic testing beforehand is you are better prepped to help your child for whatever it is. So, for example, if the baby had a 25% chance, then as soon as it's born, you can take it to a specialist and they can figure out if your baby is or if it isn't. And if it is, then you can help them early. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times where people don't do these tests and their child has something that's off or different, and they have to go through so many doctor appointments and so many trial and error before they can figure out what's wrong or different with your child or with your baby. Mm-hmm. Some parents don't get this done, and there was something you could have done to prevent or to make the baby's life easier, or you can put them on medicine or whatever it is. So that's why we did genetic testing, and that's why I feel like it's important to do it if you're able to do it, just to be safe and to help your child the best that you can. If you want to talk about this, you bring it up with your doctor. There's also dominant carriers, kind of like the BRCA gene, which is like for different cancers. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different kinds, and we don't have to get into it. That's like a whole episode, I feel like. But if you have a dominant gene, you have 50% chance, if you do have it, to give it to your child. So like I said, it's just always good to just be aware and take advantage of the advancement of technology that we have now that people weren't able to do in the past. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, maybe a child got cancer early and the family didn't even know that they were prone to getting the certain type of cancer. So the life could have been saved. So, that's why it's important. And it's so awesome that we live in a time that we're able to do these tests.
Well done. Nicely done explaining all that.
Thanks.
You're spot on. He, talking about me, seems so supportive. Have you always known he'd be fun and involved?
Yes, always. I feel like you can just tell with the type of person somebody is, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like, I mean, yeah.
I can't imagine not being involved. Yeah. I can't imagine not wanting to be a part of this. And
yeah, I mean, Joey, I knew that one of the best things about having this baby is that you will be the father. It's literally, so nice. It's true.
I can't wait to be a dad.
you're already an amazing dad. But yeah, I always knew from the beginning, just you can tell by somebody's character. And it was like, Joey has a number one, he's amazing with children. Like, he has kind of like that sixth sense, or like he can get into the mindset of a child. You know what? I think it has something to
do. Because I am a 7-year old at heart.
I think it has something to do also with. First of all, Joey grew up in the Sesame Street world. Right. His dad is Cooking Monster. Like, you do voices for a living on children's shows. Right. You are so in tune with children, I feel like, and babies and kids. And not only that, but you're just a good, great person. So all of that mixed in is just, you're going to be the best dad ever. But that's yes, really I knew nice. That from the beginning, and it was very clear to me. So
that's really sweet.
It's true.
Oh, that's cool. I'm excited. I've always loved like making, you know, kids laugh and babies laugh and playing and, you know, going into their world. It's like so fun for me. So can't wait.
I feel like you were meant to, one of your main, like, I feel like one of your life things is to be a dad.
That's cool.
And yeah, I
feel I got to give some credit to my dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad, for making me that
He's
way.
He's such a great dad.
I get a lot of that like playfulness from him. So
yeah,
totally.
He's still a kid at heart. It's so great to see.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good to move on. Mm-hmm. What will the baby's zodiac sign be? I did a little research for this one.
Great.
Because I know you and I both don't know them by heart, like when they come in and stuff. So if the baby is a little bit early or on time, they'll be a Taurus. If the baby is like a weekish late, they'll be a Gemini.
Wow.
So a Taurus like me or a Gemini. I don't know what it means, but that's what it is.
Me neither.
Great. Advice for someone whose biggest fear is to be pregnant and to become a mom.
My advice for somebody that's their literal biggest fear is to not become a mom and not become pregnant. If that's the biggest fear in your life, then I think that it's for a reason and you weren't meant to be a mother, and that's all right. Like, not everybody's supposed to be going through the same path in life. So that would be my advice.
Is postpartum depression something that worries you?
No. Like I said earlier, thankfully my mental health has always been really, really good, and I'm not worried about it. And let's say it does happen, then we'll figure it out together. Mm-hmm. And there's so many resources and people you can reach out to, and therapists and doctors and midwives and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about it.
Craziest thing you've learned about birth so far?
Craziest
thing.
You know what? There's really nothing that I've learned.
Yeah, you're prepared.
I follow a lot of accounts where I literally I've seen so many live births. I've actually tried to get Joey to see it, but he never wants to see. I'm like, good. Oh my gosh, look, her vagina is like a starfish after this is wild. Like, I am mentally prepared kind of for the worst, but hope for the best. And I think that's just like the best way to just be. And I'm just like, you know, I might shit myself. So just be prepared. Like, telling Joey, I kind of like warning him more. But I feel like I know it all and I've heard it all, but after I have the child, I think we can talk about this again and see if I've learned something new. I'm sure I will.
Hey, we've all shit ourselves at one time or another, so this is just your turn. Have you experienced any moodiness more than usual due to pregnancy? We kind of talked about that. No, I don't think you have at all.
No.
Somebody said, my boyfriend says he will never want kids. Did Joey always want them? Yeah, we kind of talked about that too. I did always want kids.
Yeah. Yes. Joey always wanted children. I think this is a really important thing to talk about before you pick a mate for life, because that's a really big decision. And if you can't try to convince somebody.
Ooh, that's a good point.
And change their mind,
right?
Because that's disrespectful.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's something you're either going to have to suppress or you're going to have to go different ways. Mm-hmm. But because we've had people we've talked to that have ended up in a relationship and now they're deep in and now they're having depression and anxiety and issues because the person's not changing their mind.
Right.
So you definitely want to make sure you guys are both on the same page.
Great point. Has Joey been allowed to go to the doctor appointments with you? I have been.
So fun.
Yeah. The there's a lot of like, you know, there's protocols in place and we've been able to safely go and I feel totally like comfortable there. I feel like everything's really safe.
Yeah. They only have a certain amount of people go up at a time. So when we get to the parking lot, we call in and then we're like, okay, we're here for the appointment. And they'll either say like, wait 10 more minutes or you can come up now and join up. Joey and I go.
I'm so grateful to have been able to go. My cousin's having a baby in Chicago and this is their second child. So he's already experienced it, but her husband has not been able to go to the doctor appointment. So I'm so grateful to be able to have gone because I can't imagine just seeing these on video. This is our first baby. So I'm experiencing all this for the first time. It is unfreaking believable. When we go and we get to do the sonograms.
I know. It's so exciting. Outstanding.
So, very, very grateful to have been able to go during this.
Also, I will say if check with different OBGYNs and different offices because maybe there's some that will let you let your partner go in and there's some that won't. So you can always call ahead of time and just ask before you settle maybe if that's like a big game changer for you.
Okay, home stretch. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite maternity clothes?
I haven't purchased any maternity clothes. A lot of the clothing that I wear are already like very loose and comfortable and just have kind of like that baggy style or stretchy style. So I have not purchased one item of maternity clothes. I don't think I will, but who knows? Maybe I will. I'll keep you guys updated.
Have you started baby shopping?
No.
Do you have a preference, boy or girl? No.
No.
Last question.
What is it?
Weirdest craving so far.
This is going to be such a...
Anticlimactic
cancer. Because, nothing.
I kind of have something for you, actually.
What?
Do you remember early on, the only foods you wanted to have were foods that you liked when you were a child?
Yeah, but that was sort of interesting. They weren't weird.
That's not like a weird thing.
I mean, because
it was like you never wanted these things before, but you wanted them now. And it's like, oh, when did you have these? I had these when I was a little kid. Or like my mom used to make these for me. Like that was sort of like a weird thing. Like you like wanted the foods you had when you were a kid.
Yeah, I did.
That's not weird.
Crackers with cream cheese was one of them. And the other one.
Never had that before.
And yeah, you're right. And then the other one is tapuleh, which is this... salad my grandma would make.
I guess that's not weird.
But it was great.
It's like comfort. It was like comforting to you. It made you think about family and your childhood and home. And so it all makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. There's a yawn. That means we're wrapping it up. This has been really great. You did so great answering these questions.
Best.
I think that you definitely, definitely spread a lot of knowledge about pregnancy.
Thank you for sending all these questions over.
Thank you, everybody, for sending them in.
Yes. And if you're pregnant and you're listening, congratulations. Mm-hmm. So fun going through this journey with you. And if there's anything that you'd like to listen to in the next episodes, always reach out to us. We're always responding and looking at the Joe and Amanda podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I hope you have an awesome rest of your day, night, morning. Thank you so much for being here. We're so happy to be back and so thankful for all of you for sticking around while we were gone. So we'll hang out with you next week.
Thank you everybody so much. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Burp break. I'm putting that at the end.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.